What's going on, everybody? It's Johnny Wrestling, and tonight we start the 2024 WWE Draft, where hopefully, unlike a lot of years, I hope we see a major change. I hope we see some superstars get called up from NXT. I hope we see some surprising superstars get called down. And unlike recent years, I just hope that we see more of a change between the brands. The last couple of years, I think the draft has been incredibly stale. And maybe one, maybe two wrestlers switch brands. But then they throw in this wild card rule that, you know, or at least they did, where wrestlers could go to either brands and there's free agents. My thing is, if we're going to have the draft, let's actually make it mean something. Just like last night in the NFL draft, Caleb Williams, who went number one to the Bears, doesn't get to say, well, actually, you know, maybe some weeks I'll go play for Green Bay or I'll go play for Seattle. Once you get drafted to a brand, Raw, SmackDown, or NXT, you got to stay there. You got to stay there until there's reason to move you. Otherwise, you just don't get to bounce back and forth. Now, we are going to talk about who I think should be called up from NXT, who's going to go down to NXT or who I would move down. And then a couple wrestlers I would love to see go from Raw to SmackDown and SmackDown to Raw. I do think in the women's division that Raw needs a little bit more help. I don't think there's a ton of contenders right now for the women's world champion. And so I think there needs to be a major move. There needs to be a major shift to actually bring in a contender or two to Raw, because it's just, they're struggling. So let's get into who I think should be called up from NXT. And, you know, I'm going to try to stay away from the wrestlers who are like, absolutely, they're going to get called up. I might briefly mention them, but again, I want to have some original thoughts here. And I want to tell you who I would bring up. Maybe it's not the same as who you'd bring up, but that's okay. We can agree. So I think right now we would all agree going from NXT to a main roster has to be Carmelo Hayes. I think we will see that. I think we'll see Ilya Dragunov. He just lost to Trent Williams. I think we'll see that. I'm hoping that we see Bron Breakker. He's kind of been between the two. I hope Bron comes up. I hope they put him on Raw. But a couple people that I think could be called up, you know, I think would be good call-ups. Number one, Nikita Lyons, put her on Raw. I think when she is used properly, she is a star. I also would love to see Sean Spears. Don't really know what show he could go to. But this one might surprise you. I believe in Thea Hale. I do. I think she is very talented. She's very, very good. I think given the right circumstance, I think she could thrive on Raw. And so, you know what? I don't think Roxanne Perez is going to come up from NXT on to Raw. So why not? Why not bring up some talent? Now, let's talk about the superstars who I think should be going down to NXT. And there's multiple reasons for this. Some of them just aren't being used. Some of them have gone up to the main roster. They've been hurt or they just haven't been seen on TV, where I think a lot of these stars could get a real good pick me up from NXT. The first, Cedric Alexander. We haven't seen much of him. I think he's super talented. I think his high paced, his acrobatics would be suited very well in NXT. The second one's got to be Natalya. I think she's become such a major jobber on both of the shows. Most of her matches she loses. She was a tag team title holder for a while with the women. I just don't really believe in her. Same with Nikki Cross. I think both Natalya and Nikki Cross could get a huge restart with their careers. Nikki Cross at one time was a major player on Raw, but she's just fallen off. Raquel Rodriguez, I think she's very talented. She hasn't had a lot of singles matches. Put her down in NXT for a couple months and just let her cook. Let her be the monster that she is. Another person, men's division, that just hasn't really been used, Odyssey Jones. I mean, what are we doing with them? Let him go down to NXT, get some more experience. I also think that Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, I think they need to go down as well. I would say Valhalla and Ivar. Ivar has his match here at Spring Break-In next week. I think Valhalla could be, again, her kind of creepy forest woman Viking thing she's got going on. She could really do some damage. In the women's division on NXT, same with Ivar. You know, he's now become more of a singles wrestler. Again, let him cook. You know, he's got some great agility for a big man. I think he could really go for the North American Championship. That would be pretty awesome. And then I got two more for you. This guy's been, if he comes back, he's been dealing with a neck injury. I just think I would love to see Braun Strowman down on NXT. Again, get some big guys down there. Now, Braun, I'm not sure if he's coming back. I know he's had the neck injury. He's been out for about 9 months. He had a pretty emotional post here on Twitter or X here a little while ago. I hope he's doing well. I hope he heals. I would love to see Braun Strowman down at NXT. And the last one probably will upset you. I think Austin Theory should go down to NXT. I know he won't. I know he is a tag team title holder with A-Town down. I just think his career needs a major reboot. I mean, even the way that him and Grayson Waller won the tag team championships, in my opinion, was just kind of out of the blue at WrestleMania. I don't really see him as a threat on the main roster. And so let Austin Theory go down, let him work on his character a little bit, let him, maybe him and Trent Williams has a program. I don't see Austin Theory right now really making waves on the main roster. So let's send him down. Now, let's talk about who should go from Raw to SmackDown. It's not a lot of wrestlers. I really only have three. I would love to see Gunther and Ludwig Kaiser go to SmackDown. I think that would just kind of give a fresh start for Ludwig. I also just think that Gunther could have some amazing matches with some of the superstars that are on SmackDown right now. The second one, I think Liv Morgan should head over to SmackDown. Don't really have a good reason why. I know she's on her revenge tour, but the person she wanted revenge with, she hurt and is now out for a couple months. So why not have Liv go over there, build her up to be a decent title contender? Because on Raw, I don't see her beating Becky. Could she beat Bayley? Maybe, if you built it up. But yeah, I think Liv Morgan should head over to SmackDown. And then lastly, who should go from SmackDown to Raw? I'm going to start with a major player, and I would love to see this match, Jade Cargill. We need more threats to Becky Lynch, and right now there is none. If you put Becky Lynch and Jade Cargill in a program, I mean, that's going to sell itself. I would absolutely love to watch that match. So let's get Jade Cargill. You can bring over Bianca Belair if you want. I am fine with either way, but give me at least Jade Cargill. Give me someone who truly could be a title contender for Becky Lynch's world title. The second person I think would come over to Raw, Bron Breakker. I would love to see Bron Breakker on Raw. I know he's kind of splitting duties with NXT. I could have put him in the call-ups from NXT, but come on now. You're telling me that Bron Breakker, Damian Priest couldn't have a couple banger matches? I mean, just look at that roster. Bring Bron Breakker over to Raw and actually give him a good program. The next is LA Knight. LA Knight was such a miss. He could have been, put up there for the world or for the Universal Championships. I'm getting my title belts confused and I apologize. He could have been that guy. And it seems like his light, his fire has just died out. So let him go over to Raw. Let him be a title contender for at least the IC title, if not the world championship. Give him a chance to restart. And then my last one, I don't know if it's a big deal or not, Kevin Owens. I just think Kevin needs a new beginning. It just seems to me that Kevin Owens has a program, but then he dies off. And he's kind of in this weird, like, is he actually going to be a world title holder? Cody Rhodes on SmackDown isn't going to lose the title for a long time. So let's bring over some guys like LA Knight, like Kevin Owens, that could beat Damian Priest. I could kind of see Damian Priest kind of being a transitional champion. Maybe he holds the title till SummerSlam. I just don't think he's going to have a long year-long reign like we've seen with a couple of our champions. So let's put some guys, LA Knight, Kevin Owens, who need a restart in their career and actually make them title contenders. Because let's be honest, Cody Rhodes ain't dropping that championship until at least WrestleMania, in my opinion. So we got to do something with these guys that deserve a championship run but aren't going to get it over on SmackDown. So anyway, that is my thoughts. Let me know what y'all think. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Am I missing someone? Let me know. Once again, I so appreciate you listening to my podcast. Appreciate you being here. If this is your first time, hit that subscribe button, and I will talk with you all soon. Take good care, y'all.